A heart attack during takeoff.
Doctor on board is assisting.
A passenger stops breathing over the Pacific Ocean.
And I would recommend giving him one dose of that.
A kid passes out at 40,000 feet.
Okay, if the passenger's condition should worsen between now and your arrival in Doha, please call us back.
The majority of airlines around the world call Phoenix when medical emergencies happen on planes. MedAir takes more than 100 in-flight patient calls a day, around 40,000 calls last year. But founder and chairman Joan Sullivan Garrett says it was one call in 1983 that started it all.
We're scrambled for a rollover accident in the Santan Mountains. We have a pediatric patient thrown from the vehicle.
Garrett was an emergency flight nurse on a helicopter crew at the time, but when they arrived, the 8-year-old boy had been badly hurt.
And he was lying in the front seat of this pickup truck. You know, it's almost like it was yesterday.
But because of a misdiagnosis by first responders, she was too late. And the boy knew it too.
He reached up and he grabbed the collar of my flight suit and pulled me within 2 inches of his face. And he said, "I'm not afraid." He said, "And I love you."
The little boy died shortly after.
And I was traumatized, probably because I could see my own kids. That message that he gave me was not for me. That was for his mother.
She took time off to track his mother down and through tears gave her that message. It was also a turning point for her life. She decided,
I'm going to design a medical kit. I'm going to put gloves in there, a pocket mask, and the drugs that are being suggested for increasing the capability on board commercial airlines.
MedAir started in 1985 and now provides medical kits to more than 150 airlines and takes calls at Phoenix's banner Good Samaritan Health, where emergency doctors are on hand to help people in the air. But that's not all.
I had to testify before Congress.
As a result, in 2004, a new regulation required nearly all planes have defibrillators on board, all from a single mother that decided to begin a nursing career at Mesa Community College. Corbin Carson, KTAR News.